Not long after Kit's call to the Christian County Sheriff's Office and Joan's 911 call, two police cars showed up at 458 South Main Street in Pembroke, Kentucky. Sergeant Andrew Trafford was first to arrive, followed shortly after by Deputy Eddie Fry and Officer John Bruce. Alma, whose bedroom faced the street, watched the scene unfold from her bedroom window. Deputy Fry was barely out of his car when Joan approached and said, "He beat the shit out of me again." Deputy Fry asked Joan where she had been hit. Joan pointed to her temples and the back of her head. Deputy Fry used his flashlight to examine Joan. When Deputy Fry indicated that he didn't see any marks, Joan replied that her son was upstairs and that he should talk to him. Deputy Fry then headed to the back porch, where Sergeant Trafford spoke with Kit. Fry told Sergeant Trafford that he would go inside and question the kids. When the deputy entered the residence, the first thing that caught his attention was how dark it was inside. He had to use his flashlight to see. Mackenzie was the first of the kids to talk to Deputy Fry. She indicated there had been a verbal argument, but she hadn't seen anything. When Deputy Fry asked where the boy was, Mackenzie said he was upstairs. Still using his flashlight to guide him, Deputy Fry climbed the steep stairs to the second floor. Both Alma and Elijah met him at the top of the stairs. Fry indicated that he wanted to talk to Elijah. After introducing himself, he asked Elijah to tell him exactly what he had heard and seen. He added that he needed to know 100% what had happened, no matter who was at fault. Elijah said that his dad was upstairs on the couch and that his mom came upstairs and yelled at him. Elijah then emphasized that he never touched her. Deputy Fry asked again, "You never saw him hit her?" "No," Elijah answered. "He did not hit her." This wasn't the first domestic dispute that Deputy Fry had handled. The standard procedure in a case like this is to separate the two parties for at least 72 hours. After discussing the situation with Kit, Kit agreed that he and Mackenzie would leave the residence. Fry allowed them to retrieve a few personal items before leaving. Kit mentioned that he had weapons he wanted to secure. Fry told Kit that he needed a complete inventory of every gun in the house. Kit set about retrieving the various weapons and laying them on the bed for Deputy Fry to examine. Kit then placed each weapon in a gun safe in the bedroom. There was a discussion about Joan's mental state, with Deputy Fry indicating that Joan seemed a little off. Kit mentioned that Joan kept a .45 caliber pistol in her glove box, but that the gun was registered to him. Fry escorted Kit outside and watched as he retrieved the handgun from the glove box and followed him upstairs, where Kit placed the gun in the safe with the other weapons.